Hi, I'm Mike McCarthy, and welcome to Talks with Test Meter, a series helping make sense of all things test and measurement. With the Fluke 1670 multifunction tester range now in stock in the UK, we thought it was a great time to give you some tips on choosing the right model for your requirements. Returning today are Test Meter's Chris Fox and Fluke's Mark Sherwood, Senior Technical Sales Manager. Hello both, great to see you and thanks for joining me again. So, let's start from the top. For those who don't know, what can you tell us about the new range and how they potentially differ from the previous models?
Okay. Well, Fluke have launched a brand new series of multifunctional installation testers, the 1670 series. The 1670 series will eventually replace the current existing 1660 series. Like that previous series, we now have three models in the latest 1670 series. These are the 1672, the 1673 FC, and the 1674 FC. FC is our Fluke Connect, which is an option available on just the 73 and the 74 models like I've just mentioned. These new models that we've launched are there to supersede the existing models, as I've mentioned there. Now, the three versions, they all offer a range of different levels of test. What happens is the 1672, which is our entry level, complies to the current 18th edition BS7671 tests that are required. The traditional loop, insulation, RCD, continuity, etc. So that's the entry level that we have there, the 1672. Moving on from that, we know that there's other applications that maybe more specialist engineers or specialist technicians might be requiring. So with that in mind, we launched the 73. The 73 has auto test features within it. It also has the 6 milliamp RCD test, so it's geared up for those that want to test EVSE stations, electric vehicle testing points, as well as other features like Fluke Connect has been built into this as well for the transfer of data. Okay. And then from that, we move forward to the 1674 FC. The 1674 is the top of the tree and it's what we would like to call our flagship meter. This one has additional tests that have not been previous on some of our previous models. These include SPD or surge protection device test. We have the IMD test, so the insulation monitoring device test. We have pre-programmable auto tests, so not the traditional tests that we have geared up in the 1673 FC. Now you have the ability to configure these to bespoke tests that you would like to run as an engineer. And then we also have bi-directional communication as well. Now, I'm happy to talk about that, obviously, at more length, but let us go through this.
We'll probably come on to that in a bit.
Thank you.
But obviously, talking about the older range there, which has been in the market now for many, many years, there's a difference in this range in terms of how the unit is operated by the user as well.
Yes.
So I believe we've now got full color screen, touch screen as well.
Yes.
So there's a touch screen interface where an engineer can actually program test sequences, like Mark's just said, conducting various tests using a touchscreen interface. Batteries as well.
Rechargeable batteries now is something that we've implemented.
Absolutely.
And working that as well, like you've kindly said, it works off a USB-C now as well. So again, we've gone from a traditional to a more universal charging method there. And adding rechargeable batteries obviously means that if you're on the go, then obviously you've got the ability to charge not only overnight, but also maybe in between jobs that you're actually doing as well. However, the battery will last, obviously, a full day's worth of testing, but it gives you that confidence that you're never going to get caught short.
What I'd really like to talk about is, from an engineer's point of view, when you're using this MFT, as far as I'm aware, and we can talk about this now, is that you can actually build up your installation using the MFT with a digital menu.
Sure.
We'll talk about that feature in a minute, but is that feature compatible across all three of the new products?
Right. The way in which the tester is designed to work is in partnership with our software. Okay, we have software called TrueTest software that's out there at the moment that obviously offers a number of platforms which you can work. And the one we're talking about today, obviously, is our installation.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way that works at the moment is most testers traditionally have just collated information, i.e. done a test, saved the test, and then you've downloaded that at the end of the day. So we have that feature now available on all your units. You can go out, do the testing, and then we can obviously send that information down. Where Fluke have changed the direction of this scope, if you like, is not just to go by the traditional method of allocating a result to a distribution board and a circuit board. What we've now gone is we're actually taking it a step further and creating what we call projects. And Projects is there so that you can get more information and start to build out your testing profile before you go to jobs, if you like, and you can get it. And then once you have those results, it's easy then to tie them to a bit of information together. So the test results along with all the details of the site and the client.
Okay.
Okay. So with that in mind, the 1673 and the 74, again, have Fluke Connect, which can obviously import the information back there as well. Okay. And then on the 1674, you have a further ability where these projects, you can actually upload them into the tester, collect that information, save it within the memory, allocate all the test results within the unit, and then send that back as a complete project, basically back to the software as well.
Okay.
So it's a very versatile unit that allows you to just do the whole of your testing regime with all the client and site information, all the circuit details and details that you have available, and then collate them test results accordingly.
And so what are the limitations in terms of the 1672? In terms of obviously putting that information into the MFT. Obviously, it's not, as far as I understand, 72 is not compatible with Fluke Connect.
Right.
So yes, how would we operate the entry-level model within the new series?
The 1672 has the ability to build a project within the unit itself. So you can create a project, you can create the distribution boards at the site and the client, and you can add all the circuits. And at that point now on the 1672, you can then save all that information in what we call a form view format. So it's not in the traditional method of doing a single test and allocating it to a distribution board with a circuit number against it. What we're doing now is we're allocating a result to a specific project at a circuit, on a distribution board, at a client, at a site. And it's basically doing that in one complete process. So you've built the project, and now at the end of the test, you'll be able to scan across the entire form to ensure that you've completed all the necessary tests that you want to do, leaving no spaces there, making sure that all the test results are as expected. And then from that, you can visually see that everything has been done and you won't have to go back because you've missed the test or you've got a result you weren't expecting. And then with that information, you can then download it using the hardwire connection here and straight into your PC and then download the test results.
I think that's fantastic, honestly, because that's been something that customers, you know, we speak to every day for the last 15 years have been asking for. Something like that's that simple.
Yes.
And it's good to know that finally there's something on the market that's easy to use that you can do that with. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about building projects, it sounds like quite obviously a corporate phrase, but for, I don't know, Mr. Blogs Electrical down the road, he's a one-man band contractor.
Sure.
Building a project is just basically putting the installation board onto the MFT. Circuit one, downstairs ring final circuit, he can start putting in his R1, R2 values, his insulation resistance, right? So literally when he gets back to the office, he just needs to download that and he can print the various forms from the 18th edition.
Sure. You're exactly right there. I don't want to make it sound like this isn't overcomplicated. It's a very simple process. The project, in theory, is the job, let's say. The job he's going to. So that job is obviously at a client. That client then that you're working for, is a site, has a site.
Yeah.
That site then has, as you rightly say, the distribution boards and the circuit numbers. So he's allocating all that and it's being stored in those exact locations. The difference moving up through the ranges on the 73 and the 74 is, as I say, on the 73, this is where Fluke Connect comes in. And therefore you can download the information via the Fluke Connect app, should you want to, if you're working more remotely. And the same with the 74. Now, when we come with the 73 and the 74, you can obviously start to get more tests encompassed into this one as well. And on the 74, you can build the projects on the actual TrueTest software and upload them in as well. So for ease, some people are more comfortable doing this on the PC rather than actually on the unit. But it's a very simple, straightforward procedure to just build up these projects. And it means that when you've actually done the testing and you've completed your job, you download all the information correctly. And as you've just alluded to, it can be then almost verified straight away. It can be populated onto a Fluke-friendly form that complies with the current regulations. And you're able to just get this printed out, emailed across, and get paid for the work that you've done very, very quickly and smoothly.
I can see that being a massive time-saving feature for contracts, not necessarily contractors, but like maintenance engineers who are working in larger firms on a single site.
Yes.
Where they just have to literally have to build the installation using the software to start with, get that onto the unit, do the day's work. I mean, how Interesting. How much time is that going to save the customer? Is there a figure that's been put on it?
Right. We do put a number to it, obviously, just to try and give an inkling of the savings that can be made. But Fluke's statement, if you like, at this moment in time, is that the testing itself will be 30% faster, but overall, the reporting can be up to 50% faster as well because of how it's capturing the data, removing errors, ensuring that you've taken all the relevant tests that are done by looking at this on a form rather than just having to scroll through information against circuits and numbers, look at each test, was it right, collate that, fill it in correctly on the form. It's all done in a nice form fill so you can see every measurement has been completed and you ensure that obviously you have just done the job that you were there to do and get it reported out as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
Okay, great. And when we're talking about forms as well, again, for contractors that might be listening to this or viewing it on YouTube, the forms specifically I want to talk about and I want to confirm that the tester will be compatible with at the end game is the minor electrical installation work certificate.
Yes.
So if anybody's just going to move a socket or add an additional socket to a circuit, they'll be able to record the measurements, print out that certificate for a customer later on.
Yes.
Electrical installation certificate.
100%. Yes.
So for any new installations.
Yes.
And then finally, obviously, the I still refer to it as the periodic inspection, but the electrical installation condition report.
Yes.
That obviously is functional, or the schedule of test results. And
correct.
So that, okay.
You're exactly right. Those three tests, the three primary tests, let's say, from installation and periodic and minor works, those are all selections that are available when you create your project.
Fantastic.
So what you do is you would create the project, as apologies to be a little repetitive of you guys,
No.
But when we get this, you create the project. You say, okay, well, what project is it I want to do? It is a minor works. And therefore, what it would do is populate out the form that needs to be completed within the unit. And therefore, you fill in all the stages that are necessary. And this is scrollable across by using the touch screen. Again, I can't sell that short, but the touch screen can be used with big gloves on and safety gloves on there as well. It's color screen. It's very easy to read. And you can just swipe left and right and then ensure that each of those are done to complete the relevant certificate that you want to perform.
Okay, so when looking at the range from a contractor's point of view, I suppose the first thing would be to consider what sorts of installations you're going to be working on.
Yeah, absolutely. And from my point of view, and this is always the way I've thought, specifically about Fluke's range, there are three testers. There have always been three testers. So we talk very often to domestic installers.
Okay.
We're working predominantly on single phase electrical installations. Commercial installers that will do a lot of single phase work, but they might also have a need for three phase installation tests. And then the more industrial customers who are working on might be heavy machinery or even, bigger distribution boards, a lot of bigger three phase switchgear and machinery. So in my mind, that's always married up to the three different models within the range. And I think it still does.
I mean, you're exactly right. We have mirrored what is historically Fluke's method. And I think that's a nice way of looking at it, if you like, from the residential, domestic, industrial, then on to obviously commercial, et cetera. So the essence of all the units is to offer a piece of equipment that's suitable for doing the jobs, as you rightly say. So that sort of single phase testing, compliant with BS7671, compatible with all the tests that are needed there and enabling somebody to obviously get the results out and do that. So yes, we've very much had that in mind. Things obviously, like you say, the ability to download, the way in which they populate the forms to try and make these, I'll call them test engineers, if you like, get them quicker and more efficient, if you like, at doing the job, putting the information in a intuitive location, if you like, where they can see that they've done something. Because yes, this periodic inspection or minor works that they might do, it might be only a small segment of the work they're actually doing there. And again, they're not testing every minute of every day. They might be installing or renovating, et cetera. So we're trying to make it innovative where they can see that they've actually completed the test. So they don't miss something and go back. And we've made the solution for them to download this easier and get a form printed out a lot faster and more efficiently than before.
Yeah. So in terms of obviously the 72, you've got obviously your continuity functions for your R1, R2 and your R2 testing.
Yes.
So that's predominantly 200 milliamp test.
Mm-hmm.
Insulation resistance test voltages on the 1672.
As we're 250, 500, 1000 volts, so we're just doing everything.
All the series. Okay,
exactly.
Fantastic. Polarity tests are always covered by continuity tests anyway. Then we've got the earth loop test as well. So as most testers offer now, they're all anti-trip and reliably anti-trip.
That's it.
Well,
you've got the low trip and the high current trip if you need to be. Yes.
RCD testing on the 1672.
Sure. This one has everything built into it as you'd expect. And obviously the ramp test features are there. As I mentioned, if you want to do, like I'll say, EV testing or 6 milliamp, then we would obviously make you step up, if you like, to the 1673, which obviously then would add additional features like that as well,
okay,
and Fluke Connect and things like that as well. So whilst you could set it up and do a customise, let's say, on the 1672, we have the bespoke features built in for EV test on the 1673. Yeah.
So just quickly touching on RCD tests, the 1672, although it doesn't have the ability to do the 6 milliamp test within the EV chargers themselves, it's important to actually point out on the spec sheet here that it does test type AC and type A RCDs.
That's so correct.
A lot of testers on the market still don't, entry-level testers.
That's right. We're trying to cover more of the bases, basically, as well, if we've done, because, like you say, more tests are coming out. The need for various types of RCDs and various breakers are needed there. So we're trying to enhance it. But with a dedicated test and using that for an EV solution, we have obviously geared that to a feature on the 1673 series.
Fantastic. And other test features on the 1673?
Yep.
So in addition, we've got earth testing.
Yes, we do. Now, with earth testing, as I mentioned, the 1673 and 74 have the Fluke Connect built into them.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to get earth testing, but because there's a Fluke Connect in there, that means you can connect additional Fluke Connect enabled tools there.
Right.
Such as an earth ground tester as well, that could be used for, like you said earlier, industrial and commercial applications. And you could also attach something like the 368 as well. So you could look at leakage clamps and things like this, where leakage currents are flowing. The good thing with that is you can attach it within the reporting and fill the form. And again, it adds that extra information, all documented in a single place here and producing on so a nice flow.
Just to get my understanding, those external devices link wirelessly to the MFT through
Fluke Connect. That's it, 100%. Right, okay. So again, no need for connections, no need for wires, seamlessly connecting together. It's very quick, very efficient and seamlessly.
Okay.
And we'll just populate that result straight away on screen.
So that's brilliant. So in terms of earth testing, obviously you can do your traditional wired and staked testing.
Correct.
The Fluke clamp that a customer might need to connect up to this unit, is that the 1630?
Yes, the 1630 earth tester. Yes, then again, that's a Fluke Connect enabled tool.
And then finally, the other test feature on the 1673 over the 1672, just going through the spec list here on my knee, is the phase rotation test. Going back earlier on from obviously moving away from single phase circuits to three phase circuits, it's a requirement for the 18th edition to have that test on board. So
yes.
Right. Not much I can really say about that. I don't know about you.
It's just another test. It's a standard test that people need to operate. One other thing probably just to touch on, I know we have mentioned it briefly earlier as well, is that on the 73, you do get the auto test functionality that's built there as well. Now, in the auto test, these are there, these are laid out, and obviously you can make some slight change of which ones you want to do, et cetera, and change limits within them. But long and short, those are defined auto tests that are there for you to obviously perform.
So I'll be moving on to the 74 now. Again, looking at the spec sheet, installation pretest safety function.
Yes.
So my mind, that means that the tester is just actively scanning for any voltage sensitive.
Correct. Equipment. That's a stray voltage basically, or any unusual movements, if you like, on the voltage there. It does a quick pre-check to make sure it's safe for the user to do so.
And if the instrument's found something on the circuit, it'll just...
It's an LED indication on the front. Okay. There's a problem there basically, and we'll flag that up straight away.
You're not going to have to go and demo this to people anymore because they'll be able to see it all.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, again, with this one now, what we need to do is on the 1674, we have some key features that we've added there that we haven't had on previous models, which is the SPD. So again, surge protection device test. Again, it's a nice soft test that's there. People obviously have been a little daunted with these in the past because they always think it's a high current insulation test and going to basically hammer it and then trip this out. This isn't the case. It's a nice soft ramp test up there. Again, as soon as it starts to see current flowing, then obviously it takes that measurement for you.
Yeah.
Other tests that it offers as well is the IMD test or insulation monitoring device test. So again, it's just looking for that and keeping it nice and simple. Is insulation functioning? It's keeping a line on it, making sure it doesn't drop and peak too high and doesn't drop too low. So it's just obviously doing a nice straightforward test there. But one of the key features that you have on the 1674, as I mentioned, auto test on the 73, the 74 has the ability to pre-program these and preset them to what you want. So if you are doing a large volume and you are a large industrial / commercial user and you have, I don't know, a lot of sequential tests that you need to repeat over and over and over again, but you have to omit certain tests, then that's a perfect option there for you to program it up, define it, and just do repetitive testing over and over and over again.
Yeah, brilliant. I know IMD testing probably won't apply to the majority of engineers out there. I think that more relates to the devices that you might find in special locations like hospitals. SPD testing. Now, this is something we recently wrote a blog on, and we actually had your help on it.
Sure.
Thanks for coming in on that with us. SPD testing's not really been covered by the 18th edition yet, as far as I can see or read.
That's right.
There are various requirements surrounding installation, mm-hmm. how to test them.
Right.
There's no guidance on at all.
Whilst it's not defined as a required test, it's a test that some people are going to be looking at doing more and more for the safety and protection of their equipment as well.
Sure.
So, yes, you're exactly right in what you say, but we're just trying to give that customer that little bit more than what they're paying for, if you like, that extra little test, basically, as well.
Okay. I remember when I did a quick search on it the other day, instantly the first thing that popped up was manufacturers strictly recommending that test doesn't get carried out. But I think it's manufacturers don't... Maybe they don't understand the features of this instrument, how it tests it. And you mentioned before that it will really slowly ramp up that voltage. So there's zero chance of the device being damaged.
It's just a point to make sure that it's accurate and it's going to do what it says it's going to do at the time and the rate it's going to do it as well.
The only other thing I wanted to mention on the 1674 as well, in the comparison chart, is the milliohm resolution on the loop and line test.
Sure.
So... there's always been this problem before if customers are working on an installation that's particularly close to a substation.
Sure.
They're trying to carry out a ZE test and it's coming up at zero value or 0.01. Mm-hmm. Could you explain how the milliohm resolution works on the loop test in terms of how it's displayed?
Right. Okay. Well, again, you can go, depend on the high current, low current tests that you're doing, you could go down to 0.001, which is on there as well. Now, as you rightly say, sometimes testing close to substations can have a variable issue. Now, what this unit does is it offers the tester to look at the limits that are set against each of these tests that they're doing. Should your, let's say, the test you perform come up with a fail, but a narrow fail, let's say it's close to where it is, once it's illuminated on the screen in the right-hand corner when you actually do the test, it will indicate pass or fail. If you tick and it comes up with a fail for whatever that reason might be, because it's just fell short of the overall value, you can touch on that limit there and you can actually then go down and make some adjustments to where that's actually going to be passed or failed based on the knowledge and the experience of the user on that specific installation as well. So again, there's limits that can be, I don't want to say adjusted, but they can be edited to factor in various issues that there might be on there as well.
Yeah. But I mean, just touching on that as a last point, it used to confuse the hell out of me when I was an apprentice electrician. I was using another brand at the time that had only had a two-digit resolution.
Of course.
Every time I carried out that test, it had just come back at 0.00. I was thinking, is there something wrong with my tester? No. Chances are there probably wasn't.
Exactly.
I didn't have that extra digit of resolution.
Yes.
And hopefully that clarifies it for people that are watching this as to where that might be a benefit for them.
There's one other test that we have on the 1674 that we've not touched on so far, and that's voltage drop as well.
Cool.
Now, voltage drop is plain and simple, is exactly as you'd expect it to be. It's from the source of the unit itself or the circuit board there. And then obviously, as you move further and further away, you want to make sure that the voltage is not dropping and it's obviously consistent there. So what this is able to do is show you, one, what that voltage drop measurement is and as a percentage of how much that's dropped as well. So that's another feature that has been added onto this unit as well to make life easy.
One thing I did want to bring up was, obviously, you've joined us previously to talk about the FEV range. Can you give me a little bit of info about how the two can interact?
Yes, the 1670 series is geared up, as I say, to work with our FEV 300. What happens is we know that the FEV 300 is a conduit, if you like, to use by plugging into the charging point or the EVSE station. And then the tester is actually designed to take note of those measurements and actually simulate that by way of using the FEV 300. Now, we mentioned it briefly earlier that the 1673 is one that has the dedicated test for doing those specific EV testing points at the 6 milliamp recommended test that we have. So yes, using the FEV 300 or the FEV 350, these would obviously connect directly into the test points that you have on the top of the meter, and you'd be able to cycle through all the required tests to comply to the standards for electrical vehicle testing. So it's a nice simplistic way. And again, to come back to where we were slightly earlier, you can capture the information. All the test results can be located and stored within the unit, and then they can be downloaded as well into the TrueTest software as well. So again, this is where it starts to be not just the installation modules, but the EVSE module as well within that software that can be utilized.
No, fantastic. Thank you.
I think also in terms of if anyone's looking to purchase one of these new Fluke models, we talked earlier on about bundles, and there are bundles available for EV testing.
That there are.
Which will save a customer money undoubtedly by buying a bundle rather than thinking, oh, I'll buy the tester now, in 6 months' time I'll buy the adapter. It's going to work out more expensively doing it that way. So yeah, just to make buyers aware.
Thank you.
Also wanted to ask if there was any other features that you felt were particularly relevant to, sure, to potential buyers.
Okay. There's a couple of things that obviously I may have skirted on here briefly as well, like obviously the charge and the rechargeable batteries is one that has really been a bonus that people have really liked to have, if you like, as well. Interchanging batteries and burning through them, obviously, on lots of testing is a nice, very nice feature that we've obviously come to the market with now. The color touch screen as well. Now, obviously, a lot of testers out there, they're monochrome displays, if you like. So having a nice crystal clear touch screen, color screen, it's been really, really well received. Now, the touch screen is very sensitive as well. Not too sensitive, but what I mean by sensitive enough is that when, like I say, you can use it with your testing gloves, if you like, on there as well. And it's very robust and very easy still to navigate. So that's a really good feature. Now, on each of the tests that we do, not only do you get a very clear display of the test that you're doing and how to do it, if there's a little I button, which plain and simply stands for information, if you just touch that I button, it will show you what leads need to be connected, how they are connected, etc. So again, for somebody that maybe is doing the testing, I'll say it loosely, intermittently, they might want a quick refresh or a little bit of knowledge. Then again, these crystal clear instructions here show somebody a little quick how to do that again. Saving of the information is key and simple. You can see if you create the projects, as we've mentioned, you can see where this being saved, which location they're being saved. This is all on screen and visual for somebody to do rather than just putting it against the distribution board or circuit. They can see everything in hand. So that's really been, again, well received by the customers that we have. And then one of the other features that's quite unique, if you like, is actually the testing. Now, most traditional users of this would have the unit maybe on a neck strap potentially and then sitting on the stomach, and they'd obviously have the test points using probes, etc. So what we've actually done now is we've gone one step further, because a lot of tests, especially in industrial environments as well, they could be on switch gears and panels, if you like. So what we have is the option to take magnetic hangers. Now, magnetic hangers mean obviously, as you'd expect, you can hang the instrument obviously on the panel there and then obviously use remote operation and hands-free testing. The issue that we've had with that is that the test lead connection point is on the top of the unit, because that's how it would sit obviously on a typical user.
Yeah.
So what we've done now with this unit is we've had an extra feature where you can literally 180 degree flip the screen. So again, what that means then is obviously as it's hanging with the leads coming out, you now have a crystal clear display showing the results, so you're not having to obviously read the results upside down. Nice. So again, it sounds something very trivial, but it's a real world issue that people do face. So again, we're just trying to overcome them as well. So yeah, with that in mind, we've launched it with a brand new case as well. Nothing wrong with the old case, but again, like, a new testers require new things sometimes. So we've gone with a very new, innovative, robust case that supports the unit as well. The test leads are all traditional ones that you've been familiar with. Yeah. So independent leads here, independent croc clips, switch probes, and obviously we've got our zero null adapter as well.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the mains lead, which is the new, so the 30 amp socket out there.
Yes, sir.
Great.
Yeah.
The switch probe, actually, is quite a handy device, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but it does save a lot of time in my experience.
Yes.
Is that included with all three models?
Yep, all three models. Everything is there. The test leads are standard, basically. So it would come with everything there. The case, the test leads, the switch probe, the adapter, the harness neck strap, let's say.
Yeah.
Everything is there.
Batteries, chargers, yeah, excellent.
Whole shooter.
Thank you for that. That was a really interesting deep dive into the products, something we've wanted to do since the product launched a few weeks ago. Obviously, now that it's out there and it's really hit the ground running, we've had lots of feedback. So it was really helpful to provide the additional information.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, they've been on the market now a while. We've had a lot of conversations with customers who have been asking the questions that we based today's podcast episode on. So hopefully, if anybody's looking to buy, they can reference the questions that we've talked about with Mark today and help them choose the right tester in this new range. I mean, from our point of view now, we've got all of the testers and all of the kit options in stock for available for next day delivery where required. We've also got a trained team of 3 or 4 different sales advisors who are actually electrically trained. So, if you want to talk to somebody and you want to talk the electrical lingo, we've got Sparkies in the office who can help out there. And we've also got a fully kitted out calibration laboratory as well. So it's not all about just choosing the right instrument, but obviously we want to be able to look after you as a customer for the life of the instrument as well. So we pride ourselves in being able to offer that service. One last thing I would like to say about the 1674 FC as well is that with it being quite a specific instrument within the range, we do have a loan unit available for people who are looking for that specification of tester that might want to be able to put the unit through its paces before deciding on investing. So if there is anybody out there that does need that kind of support, then just get in contact with us and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
Lovely. Well, thank you both for joining us today. And I hope that everybody's found that very useful.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Cheers, mate.
If you'd like more information on the Fluke 1670 series, please visit the website or get in touch and we'd be more than happy to help. Thanks for tuning in today and I hope you'll join us again soon.